We've come a long way since HIV first emerged in the 1980s, a time people feared the new unknown, a time of nonstop PSAs on television like these.
Hi, I'm Johnny Depp of 21 Jump Street. Listen, AIDS is very serious and very dangerous. Get involved in your community. Learn all you can. Thank you.
How much do you know about AIDS? Someone can have the AIDS virus for a long time and not even know it.
If you have sex, have just one safe partner, or always use condoms. Always.
Okay, that was then. Over the past 30 years, research helped us understand the virus. Treatments have improved. So HIV is no longer viewed as a death sentence. And it's evident here in San Francisco, where the majority of people living with HIV and AIDS are now aged 50 or over. But with age come other concerns, like access to affordable housing and health care, mental health issues, and isolation. KLW's Jasmine Lopez introduces us to one HIV-positive senior who considers himself one of the lucky ones.
Hello?
Hi, Joe.
Jasmine.
Yes, I'm here.
Let me see if I can press this.
Joe Childress lives in a new brick building in the South Park neighborhood of San Francisco. If there are three things Childress loves in this world, it's art, silent film, and his dog, Rupert.
This is the apartment I live in. Look, this is Rupert. I hope you're not afraid of dogs. He's very, very friendly.
Hi, honey.
Childress was diagnosed with HIV in 1987. He didn't expect to survive, but he did. So that means managing his illness and everything that goes along with it. Take his living situation, for example. After years of struggling to find a safe and affordable place to live, he heard about the AIDS Housing Alliance, a nonprofit that offers housing services to people living with HIV. They helped him enroll in a housing lottery out of the mayor's office, and he won. Monthly rent in this building is usually in the $3,000 to $4,000 range, but because he qualified for Section 8, Childress pays just $125 a month for his apartment. But Childress was one of the lucky ones. Usually, low-income HIV-positive seniors struggle to find affordable housing. They often have a fixed income, and some fear that their landlords would discriminate against them for having a chronic illness.
If you lose your housing, you know, first of all, you lose your home where you might have been for 30 years.
Dr. Patrick Arbour works with the Institute on Aging.
And then to try to figure out how do you find a new place that is affordable is really hard. And so you have to look at the East Bay or, you know, Vallejo. But then you lose your network of support.
Arbour says life as a low-income senior with HIV can feel like a series of trade-offs. Do I stay near my friends or move to find more affordable housing? This struggle is most obvious when it comes to expensive medications.
Okay, I usually take my medications with milk.
Like most people with HIV, Joe Childress has dozens of pills to take every morning and every night.
I take, I can't pronounce it, but it's for my allergies, one pill a day, $49, I think, a month. Effexor XR, two capsules a day, probably $190 a month.
The average number of medications that an older person takes ranges from 8 to 12 prescriptions per year. And when you think that one of those prescriptions might cost $450 a month, and you're taking 6 or 7, you can see how quickly that adds up.
There is another psychotropic medication, Lamotrigine, 200 milligrams, that I take two of once a day. $90 a month. See, I'll take the Isentress, which is part of my HIV medication, twice a day, 60 tablets, $1,800 or $1,900 a month.
And so when we are making people choose between kind of quality of life and their medications, we're asking them to make a really difficult decision.
Raetaz, Norvir, Epsicon, Phenofibrate,
Childress estimates that his medications cost at least $4,000 a month, But again, he's fortunate. Most of them are covered under Medi-Cal. Dr. Patrick Arbour says many seniors end up paying for their meds out of pocket because they have trouble navigating the system.
Rupert, you're going to sing a song? You say, the song I made up for you, The Three Little Poodles?
For all the luck Childress has had in getting housing and financial help, he's still struggling with feeling alone. He's lost many friends to AIDS over the years.
This was like in 1982 or so, and a friend would say, well, you know, I don't feel well. I don't have a doctor, and we'll go here, go to mine. And then 3 weeks later, he died. I have, for some reason, not been able to forget them. I'm that type of person.
And this is a common topic at Joe's weekly support group.
So it's really good to see everybody.
Oh, welcome.
That's Scott Heitsuka. He's a program coordinator at Open House SF, a nonprofit that helps LGBT seniors in San Francisco with their housing and mental health. There, Heitsuka facilitates a meetup for HIV-positive men over the age of 50.
Where do we want to start? Anybody want to start?
I'm going to run down.
The room feels safe, intimate. Most of these men have known each other for years. I joined them for a session right before the holidays, and it was an especially tough time for some of them. Richard is one of the first to speak up.
Probably about 15 or 20 years ago when my partner died, and then my best friend died, and 100 other friends died of varying degrees, I got rid of every Christmas ornament. I used to have a huge collection and a huge gatherings of friends, and I stopped doing that.
Heitsuka's a facilitator, but he's lived through similar challenges. He lost his partner of 17 years to AIDS in 2006.
All of these group members have experienced a tremendous amount of loss. They have lived in San Francisco, some of them since the late 60s, early 70s. When the HIV epidemic hit and started here in San Francisco, it wiped out a whole community, if not a generation, of men.
And now, due to aging, they continue to lose friends and members of their chosen family. So Heitsuka says groups like these help HIV-positive seniors stay connected to a community. It's one of the many things Joe Childress says he's lucky to have.
I myself am grateful that I have what I have to help me survive. I am heartbroken that people that need the same or similar conditions do not have it.
He says his hope is that more people will be able to count on the services that have helped him, and that one day, his story will be commonplace. For Cross Currents, I'm Jasmine Lopez.